This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Nearly 316,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. The hardest hit country is the United States, where approximately 1.5 million confirmed infections have led to nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths. The World Health Organization is in its first ever virtual annual meeting amid the coronavirus outbreak. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said the pandemic should serve as a wake-up call to the world, which must be more united in responding to the crisis. The Secretary General said COVID-19 was the greatest challenge of our age and had demonstrated the world's fragility. He added the crisis was an opportunity to rebuild a better world, but questioned whether countries were up to it. The assembly has been trimmed from the usual 3 weeks to just 2 days. A resolution pushed by the European Union and Australia at the assembly calls for an independent review into the origins and spread of the coronavirus. China's president told the meeting via video the inquiry into the global response should, quote, sum up experiences and improve shortcomings, end quote. President Xi Jinping, defending his country's handling of the crisis, says China has always had an open, transparent, and responsible attitude. He says they've shared information on the virus in a timely manner. U.S. President Donald Trump has fiercely questioned the WHO's performance during the pandemic and led international criticism of China's handling of the early stages of the crisis. The resolution for a review appears to have won consensus backing among the health bodies' 194 states. It presumably will be put forward Tuesday. From Washington, this is VOA News. Overnight, Brazil became the country with the fourth largest number of coronavirus infections in the world, surpassing Spain and Italy. The South American country had more than 15,000 confirmed new cases, bringing the total to more than 235,000 as of Sunday, that according to the Johns Hopkins University tally. At this hour, it now has almost 244,000. Health experts say the real number of cases could be higher because many people have not been tested. More of Belgium's schools opened Monday as the nation took its next step in easing its COVID-19 restrictions. Classes resumed with a limited number of pupils per school to make sure social distancing was fully respected. Temperatures were taken as students entered schools and face masks were worn by teachers and students. Some schools went through a dry run Friday. New York's governor addressed the stress that goes along with the coronavirus crisis over the weekend. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.